India.
Dash.
Forums.
Hello friends, today we have with us a very handsome actor who has not only won hearts of the millions by his gorgeous looks, but also has in his kitty the kind of variety of roles which could be the envy of even the most accomplished of stars. It's my pleasure to welcome one of my personal favorite actors, Ankur Nair. Ankur, welcome to India Forums and to our hot seat.
Thank you. It's a wonderful feeling to be on India Forums. Thanks a lot for inviting me there.
It's our pleasure completely. And let me ask you something. How did you hear about India Forums?
Come on, it's a very popular site, so I have heard about it. And plus, most of the nursery people, they have registered on that site. And I mean, I'm going to be registering like in a day or two. So, I mean, it's a very popular site, so I mean, you can't go unnoticed.
Okay, thank you so much. In fact, you have so many fans and you have so much of adulation all across the globe now. So how does it feel?
Oh, that's so nice. Oh, it feels wonderful.
Well, how do the fans convey to you that, you know, they like your work and they really love you so much?
I mean, see, the one of the popular sites I'll say is like in their forum. I mean, you get to hear about the fans following and probably the fans, they're replying to your mails and, I mean, you're replying to their mails and stuff and the kind of mails you get. That's, and plus, most of the time it's on internet. Sometimes people, they just get a number and probably they call you up and admire your work and just, I think it's all amazing, the kind of appreciation you get and all this kind of thing. So it's a wonderful feeling.
In fact, I think you are one of those few actors who have fans across all ages. You know, you have fans who are kids, you have fans who are housewives, you have fans who are working people, who you have fans who are old, who belong to the older generation. So what do you think made you achieve that?
I'll thank my destiny and probably whatever it's been. Another important reason is, like, you know, I've not been stuck to one particular show for a long time. You know, I mean, probably when I was doing Kasauti, I left Kasauti after a while. When I was doing Kashmir, then I was doing Jeet. And it's like a lot of shows, you know, that it's kind of, you know, I mean, when I talk about my work profile, there are so many shows, you know, they're like housewives, they're probably like the performance in G, probably young girls, they're like the performance in Kashmir, you know, there's some kind of, it's all my characters, all my roles have been like, you know, probably targeting different people at different point in time. So, I mean, I consider myself to be lucky enough to be doing different shows, you know, I mean, like the kind of work I've done, it's been like a variety. I think that's another reason, an important reason.
Ankur, I get to say this to very few actors, just because I stay outside India, so I don't have the access to too many shows. But I have been following your work for a long time now. I think the first time I saw you was probably in Kanyadan. That was some 6-7 years back, probably.
Yeah, Kanyadan was the first show. I mean, like, I did the last few episodes. This was like this when I switched to Bombay. So I mean, like, this is what I did in Kanyadan. Yeah.
So I have had the chance to follow your roles since Kanyadan. Then I think I watched Mission Kashmir and a few after that. The thing was, which struck me was, you very easily go into a character. You can kind of switch off. I mean, it's not Ankur Nair we see on screen. You have a very, without leaving your personality aside, you get into under the skin of a character. So, do you do any homework, or are you a methodical actor? What kind of approach do you have when you take up a role?
See, basically, I just say I'm very impulsive. You know, when something comes to the character, it's something like, you know, I mean, I wouldn't deny it. Whatever I do, it's just like, you know, it's Ankur. Okay, fine. If Ankur was this, you know, I would be reacting this way. If I was this, if I were, then I would be reacting that way. So it's basically, I put myself in those characters, in those facets I have to play, and being in the peripheral of Ankur, how I would be performing, you know, had I been in that situation. You know, I try to do whatever characters I have, and whenever I'm doing any kind of scene, only thing which I always keep at the back of my mind is, like, you know, define, you know, the, the background of this guy, how is this guy going to be, okay, fine, the jovial, his nature, his personality. So these are the few important things that I keep in my mind, you know, before I kind of do any scene. And plus for me, every scene is most important because the director told me once, I said, whatever you'll do now, I mean, that's it. You know, I mean, you will not be able to do the same thing again. Just forget the scene, you will not be able to do the same shot again. What's once delivered is just delivered. So giving your best, and whatever you do, just giving your best. Maybe reduce the quality of work, but you should never compromise on the quality part. That's what I follow though.
That's a great approach, I guess, and it probably helps the characters come across so well. So, Ankur, let me read you a message. It's from Dia, and she says, "Hi, Ankur, I'm Dia. Don't know if you remember me, but you sometimes do reply to my scraps. I've been a huge fan of yours since Kanyadan, not just me, my mom and my grandmom too. Actually, my full family. Been following your work, whether it's been TV, films or music videos. It's so nice to have you back on India Forums, and I hope you keep visiting us. I think you are an amazingly talented actor and love the roles you have taken up. You have been one of my favorite actors. I was really excited to see you in Left, Right, Left, and I absolutely love you as Guni. I love the ease of your movements, love your expressions, and I think you have the best new entry in LRL. Great to see you here."
Oh, wow.
So that's Dia, and see what I told you about, you know, your fan base going across all ages.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Thanks a lot for the wonderful appreciation she's given me. That's wonderful.
She also has a question. She says, "How could you choose to enter LRL, and how was it being the new entry into cast and crew who already knew each other for over a year?"
See what happens. I mean, certainly she has a wonderful question. I mean, I love to be a. I mean, they approached me for the role, and I just could not say no because I love the show so much, even from the beginning. And probably, I don't know why, people, they've always been saying, "Ankur, you are just tailor-made for this kind of a show and for this kind of character." You know, it's something like strong, it's something like, you know, because I've always loved these kind of shows when I was in Kashmir or probably when I was in Kohinoor. You know, I mean, I kind of feel myself restricted when I just have to do those kind of, you know, those kind of house scenes, probably just sitting there and just probably, you know, those kind of, when you have a strict peripheral. You know? But these kind of shows, they're wide, they're open, they're running around, chasing, you know, you sit bigger grandeur and so much of running, so much of action. I love these kind of things. I just love this kind of thing. So I mean, when they approached me, "Ankur, Left, Right, Left, you want to do it?" I said, "Definitely I want to do it. I really want to do the show." So I and the second question she asked me, and how is it like to fit into the new cast? Now, I just say that I have been, like, you know, I'm really grateful to those people because they were like so nice to me when I entered the show. They were like really nice to me, and though they've been like working there for like almost a year and a half, and I joined them after that. But, I mean, I always have this kind of feeling, okay, fine, you know, it's their show, they kind of work they put in, they are the ones those people have taken the show to a certain platform, you know, and I'm just kind of standing on that platform because whatever, I mean, hi, the show they had, I mean, you know, in the initial launch of the show is important, you know, and they, those people with their acting, with their probably, you know, whatever Canada and whatever they've done, they have taken that show to a different level altogether. And for me now, what's left in season 3 is like, you know, just to give them the best and try to even enhance the level. So that's all.
Dia wants to know if there has been any funny incident on the set.
There have been quite a few funny incidents, yeah. I mean, I won't be able to recall them like that, but definitely we have amazing incidents.
Maybe sometime, like in between the interview, if you remember anything which has been really funny, and if you want to share it with us, we'll be all ears. And moving on, Dia also wants to know that you have acted in a number of shows, and her personal favorites have been Kashmir and Left, Right, Left. But what has been your personal show?
See, there are different reasons that makes a show a favorite show for an actor. It's probably like the team we have, probably the character, the production house, direction team. So, I mean, you know, there are different reasons. So overall, I'll say I remember Kohinoor was like one of the best teams we ever had. I mean, I'll say that. And another wonderful team, Left, Right, Left. I mean, Kashmir, Kohinoor, Left, Right, Left are three shows which are really close to my heart, my favorite shows.
Mm-hmm. And now, coming to Ankur as a person, Dia wants to know that what is one thing you enjoy doing the most?
One thing I enjoy doing the most is I love watching movies. I love watching movies. I love spending time with friends and family. That's something I love doing the most.
Okay, and what kind of movies do you watch normally?
Anything, you know, like any movie. I mean, I'm not really particular about it. Okay, this is not my kind of movie, this is my kind of movie, so something like that. Anything.
Anything which is good, all right. There is love, that is C. She says, "Hi Ankur, this is C. Welcome to India Forums and so nice to have you here. And my question is, you must have many, many fans by now. Any particular fan you remember?"
Any particular fan? There's a wonderful lady I met. I was in Delhi, and she's a wonderful person. I mean, I'm there for some kind of show. I was doing some kind of AIDS awareness and all. So she met me in Delhi, and after probably 6 months or something, she made a wonderful thing for my birthday. Like, it was like around 100 pages. You know, all the pages, like, you know, and pictures selected from different work of mine and all these kind of things. That is like something, that's a wonderful thing for she did for me.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you for sharing that with us. And so Ranita, her ID is Rani2310. She says, "Hello Ankur, I'm Ranita. Welcome to India Forums. I followed most of your shows and loved you in all of them. It was nice to see you as Gani Ustad in Left, Right, Left. Hope to see you in some other show very soon. And my questions are, you have been a little choosy in your career. So how do you select your roles? We have also talked before also that you work in a variety of roles. So how do you go for selection? That's a very interesting question.
You know, when I look into a particular character, you know, one thing which is like, you know, which is really important for me, because it's really so. So you got to be working like probably 20 days in a month, and, you know, you have to like probably 10 to 9 or probably, you know, 10 hours staying with a particular unit and on a particular set. I need to be like really comfortable. I mean, what kind of character it is. If I'd be able to do those kind of roles, you know, because I'm not a kind of person who can, you know, probably just sit at one place and just kind of do all these kind of things. So I prefer doing more of, you know, the way I just told you, action-based kind of thing. I always prefer doing that. You know, because it's not monotonous. You don't have to be at one place all the time. You know, there's gamification, there's doing so many things, so that's why.
Okay. Right, that's true. So maybe that's why you don't stay in any show for a very long time. Okay. Ankur, tell me something. Most of the actors, you know, sometime or the other, you know, get into some kind of controversy. However, you seem to have steered clear of any kind of controversy. You have a very low profile compared to many other actors in the industry. So how do you do that? And is it deliberate? Or it is just something, you know, which has never really...
It might be because of the reason that, you know, I have always been a kind of person who, you know, my family is like different from my work, you know. My friends are different from my work, you know. I'm not the kind of person who can find, you know, I'll tell you, okay, probably extra baggage to my work and probably extra baggage back at home. I'll hardly take numbers of my co-actors, you know, hardly, okay, fine, my shooting is over, so let's meet up for a cup of coffee or something. No, not that kind of person. And secondly, I am not a kind of person who really goes into all these kind of social gatherings and all these kind of things. I mean, I do know that they just provide, so that's why, that's like important factor. I mean, I am more with my close circle and close family and close friends.
All right. it. Good. Let's ask a little about your childhood. Where did you grow up and what kind of studies did you go into? All that sort of
okay. thing. Okay. So that's been like really amazing. I grew up and born and brought up in Pathankot. This is in Punjab and so I was in Punjab.
That explains your accent. Okay. And after that, so from Pathankot to Delhi. Okay. So
acting, in fact, my dad, he always wanted me to be a model or an actor. So like, you know, when even when I was in the band for the 12, he was like, I'm going to distract him or grab him or blah, blah, blah. Let's see how it goes. So it was only in my graduation I had given a picture for Glad Rags, and I never thought I'd be like a Middle India and the North India winner, Glad Rags winner. So this is like after winning North India, I called him, my dad, that I'm the winner. So he's like, fine, I'm going to come for the main show. You should have told me before, I would have come for this show as well. I said, no, I'm glad you please don't come because I need to dance in my swimming trunks and I won't be able to dance in front of you. So you please hear them and just watch me and I'm doing that over the TV. So, I mean, when I was like, I'm final five in Bombay and like all over India. So, that was the time I thought, let me try outdoors and acting and modeling. And I've already given myself this 1 year. So, I shifted to Bombay. I gave a picture to Balaji. They called me for audition for Kanyadan. And I think the thing is, they left up after Kanyadan got over. They gave me the Swati, then Kashmir, and all this kind of thing. So, that's how things moved on.
Did you have any fallback plan just in case you didn't make it through Glad Rags?
My plan was like, you know, I was doing economics honors in Delhi. And I was like, I will be probably going to, I mean, that time, you know, I'm talking about like early 2000s. That time, like, you know, I mean, U.S. economy or something, I was fine. Everybody wanted to go to U.S. You know? I remember the trend from like 90s, I mean, like 90s to probably 2002 mm-hmm. or something, you know, everybody wanted to go to U.S. So I did economic college and I was like, I want to go to U.S. That's the reason I did economic college. So I did that and then nothing happened, so I just didn't do anything after that. So things were going on. Otherwise, I was like, you know, if that did not happen after a year, I would have definitely done something else. I would go to U.S. or do EPL thing, commercial college.
Okay, alright, that's interesting. So, yeah, Huda Ali, Huda underscore Ali, that's the member, and she says, hi Ankur, you did a great job in LRL. Your stunts are mind-blowing, and I wish that you come here on India Forums more often, and it's great to see you here. Okay. Rajiv Kihir, and by the way, this Rajiv Kihir's name is also Mini, and he says, hi Ankur, my name is Mini. I saw you the first time in Kanyadan, but became your huge fan when I saw you in Kashmir, then followed by G. I adore you a lot as an actor. Love your character in LRL. Best of luck for your future. Keep doing good work. Alright, you have so many messages and they are all so nice. Vishaka Gal 12 says, hi Ankur, I think you're really humble, handsome, versatile, talented, wonderful actor and the most hottest actor in this television industry. Let me tell you that I have a huge, huge, huge crush on you since I have seen you in an Indian music video called Ye Zindagani. I really loved you in tons and tons of drama serial like Wo Rehne Wali Mehlo Ki, Rape, Ji, Kuch Apne Kuch Parai, etc. But according to me, you were the best in Kuch Apne Kuch Parai, Kohinoor, and finally LRL. Ankur, I never miss any TV serials of yours. You have done a brilliant job. Wish you every success in life. Keep up the really good work.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful. Thanks a lot.
Yes, it is. Alright, she has some very quick questions. Let me quickly ask you. What's your favorite holiday destination?
Certainly, it's Pathankot where my family is. Whenever I get time, I go back to my family.
Okay. So, is it, let me ask you on the side. From Pathankot to Dalhousie, it's not really much of a distance. So, how often do you go there?
Oh, it's something, it's like, you know, just 2 hours away, 80 kilometers away. So, I mean, sometimes it'll be fine. But doing nothing, just sitting at home, doing nothing, come on, let's go for lunch to Dalhousie. So, that's what we plan. It's pretty cool.
Okay. So, but isn't it freezing? It's such a different climate from Mumbai. So, has it been difficult for you?
Yeah, it is. In fact, I was in Pathankot like, till 3 days back, I was in Pathankot at November for a week. And it was so cold. I mean, I was down at sea and all this kind of thing. But still, we managed to go to Dalhousie, which is -5 again. But we had a blast. Wonderful time.
Right. Yeah, it's a beautiful place. So, moving on, the next question from Vishaka is, if Sony offers you to participate on a reality show called Big Boss, would you participate in it?
Big Boss? I don't know. I'm not sure. I think the money is so lucrative that you just can't say no.
Okay, alright. Do you want to participate on a reality show like Nach Pali or Jhalak Dikhla Ja?
I like to dance.
Do you like to dance?
Not yet.
Okay, and do you have a partner?
Not yet.
Not yet. Do you have something in mind when you think of a partner? Like, do you have an image?
No, nothing. I mean, like, you know, she should be the one who should be able to love you the way I'd be able to love her. That's important.
Tell us, Ankur, what is your most embarrassing moment that you can remember?
Most embarrassing moment? Let me just say that there hasn't been any embarrassing moment. I'm certainly lying. Embarrassing moment, what happened, like, I went out with my cousins and all, and my cousins and the family. So, I mean, we all started eating, like, one of the fancy restaurants. They were serving, there was a platter kept on the table. You know, for every plate, there was a platter, and they were supposed to keep plates on that platter. So, I mean, they were serving. I mean, okay, fine, the dishes had come out, the dishes came, and I started eating. But then those people were serving. So I started eating, I was eating. After some time, I realized, oh, my aunt was telling me, oh, shit, your plate is so small, that plate is so big. I didn't have a plate. I was eating on the platter. So that was like an embarrassing moment. I was like, shit, man. Then, I mean, obviously I had to cover it up. So I started yelling at the waiter, what the heck is wrong with you? I mean, how could you do that? Come on, can't you do that before, like, you know, before serving food? So I tried my best to cover it up. So, but still, it didn't go unnoticed.
It didn't go unnoticed. That was, thank you so much, Ankur. That was so nice of you to tell us. And Yojna has a message. She says, my name is Yojna. I have been your fan since I started watching Jeet. I simply love the way you portrayed the role in Jeet. I used to watch Desh Mein Nikla Hoga Chaan just for you. I was really happy when you made an appearance in LRL. I love the way you express the character's emotions. And I want to say that
thanks a lot.
Love your acting very much. I want to wish you all the best for the future. Lots of love, Yojna. Okay. Cinderella says, hey, Ankur. Hello to you and Happy New Year. This is Preeti. I like you the most in Jeet and Woh Rehne Wali Mehlo Ki. And you were good in Ray too.
Thank you, Preeti.
That's Cinderella. Her name is Preeti. Okay. Let me quit. We are running out of time, so I'll quickly read you a few more messages. And this is Arsalan Khan says, hi bro. Actually, I've been a big fan of yours since you worked in Jeet serial. I love the concept of the serial. And you're acting. Okay, Ankur, I got your number from my friend but never called you. Ankur, can you tell us why you left Balaji Telefilms? I mean, you were doing Kasoti at the time, so why did you?
I was doing Kasoti. I loved both of them doing Kasoti, but after that, I got Kashmir, and I've been like, you know, I've been like really impulsive about my characters and all the thing I'm going to be playing, you know. So that's the reason I kind of left Kasoti and I took up Kashmir, because I really liked the concept, the idea. So, and plus, I want to be in the show from the beginning.
Alright, Idea 2006. Now, she's from Kenya actually, and she says, hi Ankur, nice to see you playing a variety of shades in your work and adding versatility. She says, my question is, what appeals the most to you about yourself in real life as opposed to an actor?
The one thing I like about myself, I think it's my never give up attitude. That's one thing I really like about myself. I have the killer thing, you know, that I need to get it, and I never say no.
Okay. And she says, hi, I come from Kenya and we have many of your fans here, out of which I'm your biggest fan. Please pay your fans a visit sometime. Love, sweets. Manu, that's Master Blaster, has a pretty straightforward message to you. Says, I love your performance in both LRL and Kohinoor. I think you're much better in action roles than in your usual family dramas. Wish you all the best.
Certainly, that's exactly what I said, because I feel more comfortable in action-based roles.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ankur, when is your birthday? It's in May, so you are...
Gemini.
You're a Gemini, okay. And she is a great fan of yours, and she wants to know that, will you never be seen in LRL again?
No, LRL is going on, and I'm the part of season 3. Please watch the first episode tonight. I'll be entering as Captain Randhawa.
Okay. So that would explain a lot of, there has been a lot of such questions, because people are really scared that you would be going out of LRL. So that puts a rest to that. And coming to Bollywood, anything in the pipeline? Because you had a movie called Detective Nani, I think you were doing. So what happened to that?
Not sure I have anything about that right now. But let's see. I mean, till the time we don't get anything really concrete, it doesn't make sense to switch places from television to film. And it doesn't make sense being a sidekick in film. And doing a good job on television, might as well do it till the time we get a proper lead, or probably a negative guy, whatever. A good thing. And maybe it's a good break.
Okay. Yep, and I think that makes a lot of sense, because you are doing such great work on television and you are loved so much. So people definitely would like to see you in something substantial. So, all right, we are running out of time. So before going, Ankur, there has been a lot of requests for you to sing a song for your fans. So can you please sing a couple of lines?
Okay, sing a song. My favorite song has been okay, fine. I'll just sing, you know. I'll just sing. I know nothing about, you know. So this is like Kabhi Haan Kabhi Na.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Deewana, tera deewana, kab se kare hai tera intezaar, kab aayegi meri jaane baha, ki jitna hi behlaunga.
But it was very nice, and you know, that's the spirit, you know. It doesn't matter, I mean, we all know, it's just for fun. Okay, so what I was saying, that is just in the spirit, it was so lovely talking to you, and is there anything else you want to say to your fans on India Forums?
I'll just say that never give up, you know, you never know what's tomorrow in store for you, so never give up. Even the best in everything you see.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Ankur. It was such a pleasure to talk to you. I've been wanting to do this interview for a long time. And I hope we can see you in a lot more variety of roles. And we see you a lot in movies too.
Thank you. Thank you. That's a wonderful feeling talking to you. Pleasure is all mine. Thank you.
And wish you all the best. And thank you for coming to IF.
Thank you. Bye-bye.